challenges from all the wet weather. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I just read that we've had a foot more rain this year than we've had last year.
You know, there's no doubt it's been a wet first half of 2019 for most Tennesseans and for farmers. While they really hate to complain about too much rain, well, they've had too much rain. Greene County row crop and livestock producer Mark Klepper.
Well, I've still got all my corn planted. A lot of it's yellow from too much rain. I still like some soybean acres. It's been extremely difficult. Luckily, we had 2 weeks of dry weather the end of May, and I got most of my hay baled and got all my corn planted that time. It just seems like every time you go, you let it dry up a day, and the next thing you know, it rains again before you can get started.
And there has been a lot of rain this year, and unfortunately many damaging storms to move through several areas of the state. Meteorologist Ken Weathers of Knoxville's WATE-TV.
Knoxville's about 3.5 inches above average for the month of June. The Tri-Cities almost 4.5 inches above. That's just for the month of June, which puts us, you know, over 14 inches above average in Knoxville for the entire year and close to 13 inches above average in the Tri-Cities. So East Tennessee has definitely seen its fair share of rain this year.
Well, farmers like Mark Klepper that were not able to harvest all of their hay in May and June are now trying to finish up that first cutting of the crop. But now the quality is much lower, and it will affect their second cutting of hay as well.
Them 2 weeks dry weather in May, we finally got in there and got it, and it's in pretty good shape. Wasn't too far along, but it was really thick. Made several extra bales per acre than normal. We should have plenty of hay, but we still got probably a third of it left to go, which quality is not going to be very good.
Wet weather challenges continue for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.